It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Deuteronomy as we're studying through and kind of doing a survey of the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy both on our way to Joshua. I want to just read the 34th chapter, or parts of it anyway, today. And so that's where we'll begin, Deuteronomy chapter 34. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. We're going to begin reading with Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 1. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all of Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, unto the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees unto Zoar. And the Lord said unto him, This is the land which I swore unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over hither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord, and he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab over against Beth-peor, but no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plain of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And we're going to end right there with the reading. And we'll read many other verses of Scripture today. But let's go to the Lord in prayer to begin this study. Father, we thank and praise you today that we can come together and enjoy this this time of study. I thank and praise you for your precious word. Please, dear Lord, that you'll show us your way and will today. I just ask that as we continue to work our way towards the book of Joshua, that you'll show us all these things. And we're moving so quickly that we're moving over many things, and it's sad to do that. But dear Father, please that you'll just bless the study today. You'll show us your way and will and your strength today. We just ask, dear Lord, that you'll show us what we need to see and what we need to learn. And we know that we must come by faith to you and have that personal relationship that we need with you. Please, please, dear Lord, show us everything that we need to know today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have looked in the past at some wonderful studies through these books of Leviticus and back in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and now to Deuteronomy. And as we have been looking through these scripture verses, we have watched a people grow from just a handful of 70 souls that went into Egypt originally, and now some 1,500 years before the birth of Christ, they are finally going to take possession of their land. And they have been promised, and we have this right here with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And isn't that a wonderful promise that is given unto Moses and onto Joshua as they begin to look to take the their proper place in the proper land. And as we look, and I was going to go back here very quickly and show you the scripture verses where we find, yes, it's chapter 12 of Genesis. Genesis chapter 12, and this promise is given about 600 years before from the time that he was said to get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, and the land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And of course, we know that is through the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is through the loins of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then down through Judah. And we find that the Lord Jesus, of course, David, King David, is in that line. It's a wonderful study as we look through from this point. But we're about 2,100 years before the birth of Christ when that promise was given to Abraham. And then we come all the way here to Deuteronomy, and we're to the end of that book. And as we look at that, why, we see that we're about 1,450 years before the birth of Christ. So from 2126 to 1451, we are getting closer, of course, to the birth of Christ, but about 600 years have passed. And in that period of time, the promise has not weakened. And God has promised his people that land. And even though in the year 70 AD that land was taken away from them completely, yet we know that in 1948 that nation and that land, or a portion of that land, was restored to the proper people. And so we see here that Moses was given the opportunity before he died, and we know that he struck the rock. We've been through that study. He was to speak to it the second time. Instead of that, he struck it as he did the first time. And we find that he was not allowed to go into the promised land because of that. And now we see that Moses was 120 years old when he died. And we see something that's very important in that seventh verse. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. Moses was of full strength when he died. He didn't die because his heart failed him. He didn't die because he had cancer or some disease. He died because that was the day that God appointed for him to die. He was born on the day he was appointed to be born, and he died the day he was appointed to die. And you and I are no different than this Moses that we're looking at here. Isn't it wonderful how the Lord kept his strength? Moses followed after the Lord so closely here, and as he did, why, God blessed him with health. Something that the Israelites are promised as they go into the land if they stay faithful to him. We see above that was quite a view from the mountain of Nebo as they went up to the top of Pisgah, P-I-S-G-A-H, that's in the first verse, that is over against Jericho. And he was able to see and to take a look at the land that was to be given him. And as we look at this land, and we have looked slightly at the description that Obadiah 17 has given of the land that they will possess someday when they possess it all. And this is what God had promised to give them. Well, they never did possess all the land. During Solomon's reign, they were closer than any time. But there'll be a day, and that will be during the millennial reign of Christ, that they will possess all the proper land that they have been promised. So God's word is true. Whether it was 2,100 years before the birth of Christ, which would be over 4,000 years ago to this day, or whether it was 3,500 years ago from this day, it doesn't matter. God's word is true, and isn't that wonderful? And so when he says you must be born again, his word hasn't changed. When he says I'm going to promise the Israelites this land, his word hasn't changed. And there has always been a remnant of the Jews. And I have looked as we see here the description we had given in a study in the past the land from the Euphrates River down to the Egypt's border, over to the Mediterranean Sea, from the desert of Arabia, which is the south edge, and then to Damascus to the north. Now, we're going to look at what that is in today's place. And so if you would have a map of today in the Middle East, and we're looking at today's places, and so now that would involve what Israel has today. It would involve, of course, all of Jordan, almost all of Jordan. Jordan may be down south just a little bit into the Arabian Desert, just a little bit further than what God had given to the Israelites, but not much. And so basically Jordan, Israel, what Israel possesses today, Lebanon, we come over and it's the southern part of Syria, because it used the northern border as Damascus. And so as we look at that, then you'll see, if you're looking at a map, you'll see that that takes in about the lower third of Syria, fourth or third. Golan Heights, as you hear on the news, the West Bank, Bethlehem, Gaza, Jordan, and all that. And then we're going to move now over as we go eastward, because see, the Mediterranean Sea is the west border. And so that takes in, again, Lebanon and all those areas, Tel Aviv. Now, if we come across to the east, then we even get into Iraq, because as you see, where the Euphrates River, and it's over to the Euphrates. And we know that Babylon, now Baghdad is over on the Tigris River. Babylon was to the west of that, a little bit south, and so where that was located. And so, but God's promise comes over to the Euphrates River. And so that involves part of Iraq, part of Syria, Jordan, and again, Lebanon, what is Israel today, all those areas, Gaza, all that is in the promise that God has given. Now, isn't that a wonderful, wonderful promise? Now, we know that all of that land today, they have not taken. As God took Moses up to this mountain, and was able to see as much as the naked eye could see, he would look and he could see this beautiful land. And then as the story continues here, and the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swore unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob. We read back in Genesis chapter 12 where the promise was given to Abraham, handed on to Isaac, on to Jacob. And I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab. Who buried him? There was no one there. The Lord buried Moses over against Beth Peor, but no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day, because you see, the Lord took care of it. Moses did die. Some believe that Moses is one that has not faced death, but he did, because it's very specific here. He died, the Lord buried him in a valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor, but no man knoweth where the sepulchre is this day. It speaks of his age. His age is 120 years old when he died, but his eyes were not dim, and his natural force abated. In other words, he was a sharp man at this point in time. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. There arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. What an experience. In all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land, and all that mighty hand, and all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. We come to an end of the book of Deuteronomy. Now, this death of Moses, you know, we know that as he comes in to take his place, and we have, as we have talked just a little bit the last time we were together, but I'd like to kind of review it before we begin to read in Joshua. This land of Canaan that's promised is a blessing. He promises to bless them materially. Well, the present blessings of Christ is what we have. We have wonderful blessings that our Lord Jesus Christ gives us. You know, the war, as they go to battle to take this land, and the wars that Israel has had, it's very similar. They've never ended. The folks of Israel, the people of Israel, the Jews, they have been under fire. They have been in battle since their existence. They have always been. The world hates them because God loves them. Isn't that so sad? The very creator of all the world has chosen a people. And the people of the world should love those people as they should love God. But the people of the world loves the world. They don't love God. And so if they don't love God, they don't love the people of God. Well, it's the same thing with us as Christians, as believers in Jesus Christ. They don't love us either. The world hates us. We are in a constant conflict as they are. You know, Israel, their blessings, they were blessed with all temporal blessings in earthly places, given this land, given these promises. We, on the other hand, with the church, are blessed with all blessings in heavenly places in Christ. What a wonderful promise. This man Joshua is the divine leader appointed by God to lead these folks in and to guide them to their inheritance. Well, Jesus is the Greek form of Joshua, and Joshua means Jehovah the Savior. So you see, our Lord Jesus Christ is here to lead us into our inheritance. And what a wonderful promise that we have. Now, the death of Moses we have just read. Joshua has been handed the power and the strength by the Holy Spirit to lead these people in. Moses went up to Mount Nebo to view the promised land, and there he died and God buried him, east of the Jordan, the land of Moab. Israel had this title, and they've had it since the days of Abraham. And so we can go back to 2100 B.C., and we're to 1400 B.C. here, so we're again about 600 to 700 years have passed since that promise was made. But just because a promise was made, when God makes a promise in the mind and the heart of God, it's as if it has already taken place. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There are no conditions that need to be met when God makes a promise. Now, when he makes a conditional, and when something is said and it's for the conditions, in other words, if they would have been faithful unto God, they would have never left that land. They would have possessed this land and more if they would have been faithful to God. But instead of that, they were faithful to serve and worship other idols. And so by serving and worshiping other idols, God was forced, because of their disobedience, to take them out of the land. Now, there'll be a time again because God's promises too. He promises his land to them, and he will give it to them. But they've been taken out, set aside for many years because of their disobedience. To take possession. They had the title, but to take possession. Now, that's something quite different. To take possession means to live in it, to see it, and this is every day, to take possession of it, to work in it, to make plans for you and for your family, to come and to study it and to enjoy it each and every day, this beautiful land that has been promised unto the people of Israel. And they will receive this promise. We have several things here that we can enjoy. Be strong. Be of good courage. Thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. We're going to look at some verses of Scripture that make these promises. And we see in verse 7 of chapter 1, only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. What a beautiful promise. What a promise is made unto these people. And now Joshua has taken hold of things. Now let's begin back in chapter 1 of Joshua, verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying. Now so far this is just something we already know, isn't it? Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to thee, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. For the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river of the Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee, and I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And now this sixth verse, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be very strong and courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the hosts and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan and go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Verse 12 tells us, and to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest, and hath given you this land. Your wives and your little ones and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord hath given your brother rest, as he hath given you. And we'll just stop with the reading there, as we've read almost the first chapter of Joshua. Isn't that wonderful? This victory depended on their listening, to know the Word of God, to follow the Word of God. They held the first five books and possibly the book of Job. That's what they had. Now again, not like you and I that we've got a dozen Bibles in our hands, that in our homes and churches and every place. They just had to listen, because they did not have in the average individual's hand, did not possess the Word of God. But they were given it. That was the purpose of the Levites. Take this word, take thy word, and walk in obedience to it. And you won't need to fear anything or anybody. I'll ever, forever be with you. Now, again, we have the precious Bible. And we need to know that this book is going to do one of two things. It will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. That's the choice that you have to make. Most people are looking for such a good recipe, something that they know is going to work when they fix it, and it's going to work as we come. Something that tastes good and yet's good for you, and that is God's precious Word. I hope that you follow after that recipe, and I hope that you understand that God makes many promises to the nation of Israel. He's making many promises here to Joshua and then on to the people. And those promises, as far as the land is concerned, as far as health and wealth is concerned, those promises are not ours. But we have received so many promises as far as our inheritance in heaven, as far as peace and strength and joy that the Lord gives us. We need to listen and need to follow after the Word. Again, they held probably the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Now, again, they did not have those books in their hand. Moses has written those books, and now it's handed over to Joshua, and the tribe of Levi are the ones that are keepers of this book to continue to further it. But as we need to understand that the precious Bible is in our hands, and we need to search it and study it and know it. Again, Moses is dead. God has buried him. Joshua has been given command. And we will begin with that second verse of the book of Joshua when we come together next time. We need to look every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. And then he gives them this power and this strength that no man is able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. What a promise! What a precious promise! Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance. My friend, God gives us a promise. If you be born again, if you call upon Him as your personal Savior, and it's something you do, and when you do it, you will know when you do it. The day that you call on Jesus, you'll know it. If you don't know the day that you were saved, then you're not saved. My dear friend, call upon Him today. Ask Him to come into your heart and save you. He died on the cross of Calvary that you can live and that I can live. He died for me, and I've trusted in Him, and I know it. And so will you the day you accept Him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?